There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is on the air now for Monday. That Truth Squad includes Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden.
Hey, how you doing?
Truth, the whole truth and nothing.
Happy Monday.
So help us, Charlotte. A dog spelled backwards, Richie's God.
Yep.
You got that?
Okay. Sure.
So we're here to wake you up so you know what's going on in the world, what happened overnight, what's going to happen today, because we're psychic. We can predict. I predicted last week there'd be a lot of hoopla about the Monsanto Roundup ingredients. We'll tell you a little more about that in a moment. And there also is going to be a discussion. We have a reporter, John Terrett, who will discuss with us the latest from his investigation. The English are involved, the Europeans all over the place, the Germans, because they lost the most. So we'll find out what the latest is in the German Wings crash. Whenever I see that, German Wings, it sort of reminds me of Buffalo Wild Wings for some reason. I don't know why that is. It just does.
Maybe they need a little ranch dressing on the wings.
Okay, so Western diplomats in Switzerland over the weekend announcing that Iran and the six world powers who are trying to come up with an agreement have in fact reached an agreement on key parts of a deal to sharply curtail the Iranian nuclear program. According to one of the diplomats, Iran had, quote-unquote, more or less agreed to cut the number of centrifuges, but...
More or less.
Yeah, more or less. What is that? This whole thing is kind of, I find the coverage of it to be weak. I find the understanding most people have of the deal to be weak. I find the reason for doing this to be weak. Obviously, if you're trying to make it right for everybody in the world, trying not to have more people have nuclear power. This is an argument that I go back to when I was a kid. There's been one country after another, after another, after another, after another. Let's go down the list of any country that's been bellicose in the last 50, 60 years. And they've all said, okay, we're going to develop weapons of mass destruction, which usually means that it's nuclear. And I always kind of go into my head thinking about Edward Teller and others who are responsible for developing these weapons, wondering what in the world they must think. And one wonders, I don't know how much money Teller and or his family got out of this. All I can think of is the complete guilt that Mr. Noble had upon designing and developing a dynamite, and thus the Nobel Peace Prize. Or do I have another name? No, that's its Nobel.
No, it's Nobel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he developed dynamite, which destroys all kinds of stuff. And in order to sort of help his debt to society or guilt that he had, he developed put aside the money for all these wonderful prizes. So which is it better that he developed dynamite?
We wouldn't have tunnels, bridges.
No. But it's also been used destructively.
Sure.
Whatever it was that got him to do this with his money was a good thing. Ultimately, are we better off having all of these Nobel Prizes and having dynamite than we would have been if there was no dynamite?
I'll take it to the next hour. We're better off having nuclear
that's the question.
Energy,
that's why I brought it up.
Knowledge. Yeah. And
well, yesterday, driving down to San Diego, we went by the place where there's a nuclear power station been shut down. It's not far from Fort Pendleton. And because it has a rather crude, the people refer to it as something that is sort of feminine in structure. I've wondered why they shut it down. Kenny, you're from down in that area. Why'd they shut down that nuclear power plant? Right on the ocean, seemingly
there was
safe.
Oh,
there was? Mm-hmm. Why didn't they fix it?
It was deemed not worth repairing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they just leave it there?
Well, they got they got all the nuclear materials out of it.
Now they just let it sit for 50 years until it's totally... Then maybe Disneyland can buy it and build an attraction out of it.
It was so old that they would need to retrofit it to the point that it just wasn't feasible.
Right. Okay. By the way, we were talking earlier, if you didn't hear the conversation, about Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Clinton. There's going to be a new Broadway play based on Bill Clinton's life, or I guess an off-Broadway play. There's a story floating around that the president, Mr. Clinton, gave presidential candidate Mitt Romney debate advice. When Romney appeared at the annual Clinton Global Initiative in 2012, former President Clinton gave him advice backstage about how to seem in command while facing off against Mr. Obama. The suggestion comes in a long profile that appears today in the New York Times, outlining concerns in the Clinton camp about how to rein in the former president's mistakes, which are seen as a handicap. That's a mistake. He didn't want to see Obama. There is such animosity between Bill. I don't know that there is between Mrs. Clinton. It's hard to figure that out. She's just opportunistically trying to cozy up to him now, it would appear, according to some things that we learned last week. But there is no doubt about the fact that Bill Clinton doesn't like Barack Obama, right, and Barack Obama doesn't like Bill Clinton. And the fact that I'm not surprised at all. That Clinton has been in many instances more Republican than many Republicans. During his tenure as president, he stole more good ideas from the Republicans and made them his own.
The whole contract with America.
Right.
From Newt Gingrich. Took it all and said, look what I did.
Yeah.
He's awesome. That was great.
Well, he's smarter than most under the circumstances.
Those Republicans aren't doing anything. Look what I got done.
Right.
For you.
I always find him interesting, frankly. Always find
he's
him
so funny.
Yeah. All right. So in a moment, let's get to the serious side of this crash. The update on what's coming out of Europe with regard to the pilot of the plane. His parents say, we are responsible for what our son did. Yeah, okay, you aren't. But I don't even know why they're a part of the conversation, except people are trying to figure out what the heck was going on with this guy. And we'll try to figure that out ourselves here in a moment on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and Richie McFadden with John Tourette, who is the correspondent for Al Jazeera, covering the international situation, international news about the German Wings crash. I suppose we could start off here, John, with what is officially known about this fellow Lubitz.
Yeah, I hope you're not looking for any answers from me, because there aren't any answers. As the weekend has gone on, since we last spoke to you, I think it was on Thursday, this story has just gotten more and more extraordinary. I mean, what we know now about this guy, Lubitz, according to his friends, is that he had suffered serious depression and serious issues of psychosis in the years during his training, lasting from 2008, including a spell in Arizona, right up until the time that he qualified as a pilot with German Wings in 2013, and through the end of last week. Now, the authorities, when they raided his two homes, one that he shares with his parents and another apartment that he has near Dusseldorf, found a number of clues, including, we are told, antidepressants, a sick note that had been torn up, including one that would have covered the day of the crash, where doctors were telling him not to fly and that he shouldn't be at work, something that he clearly, deliberately ignored. And we're also hearing over the weekend now that he may have been treated for eye issues, deteriorating eyesight issues at a local clinic. Now, none of this has been confirmed, of course, but this is all being widely reported in the European newspapers, and it's thought that there may have been some issue with his eyesight and his depression. It may not have been a direct poor eyesight issue. It may have been related to his psychosis. On top of that, Bild, the German tabloid newspaper, has published a full and complete transcript of the cockpit voice recorder, and that's adding to the heartache of the families, Doug.
One of the things that seems to be a part of this, many of your colleagues are reporting incorrect. There are a lot of sloppy stories floating around incorrectly. The co-pilot told his girlfriend he was planning a spectacular gesture so everybody would know his name. The actual quote was this, quote, "When I heard about the crash, I remembered a sentence he said, 'One day I'll do something that will change the system, and then everyone will know my name and remember it.'" Is this an ongoing problem, do you think, this kind of reporting?
I think it's just that the world is grasping for straws, really. This is such an extraordinary story. We've never really quite seen the like of it before, and I think every little piece of information comes out, the tabloid newspapers in particular, jump on that and put it on the front pages. But I think one thing we can say with absolute clarity and absolute certainty is that this was a young man who should never have been anywhere near the cockpit of an aircraft. There's absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. And going forward, we're going to need to find out how it was that a European-based low-cost airline, even one affiliated to the great airline that is the German flag carrier, Lufthansa, could allow a young man with so few flying hours and such a troubled medical history to get anywhere near the co-pilot seat.
Yeah. There are going to be a lot of lawsuits, you can be sure of that.
Lufthansa paid all the families $54,000 on Friday. That's an interim payment, but the final bill is going to be way steeper than that, as you can imagine.
Here's Dr. Simon Wesley of the Psychiatry Institute at King's College in London, saying, quote, "We don't have a clue what was going on in his mind." And, you know, that pretty much, you do and you don't. But how will you ever know, frankly? He was breathing normally when the plane crashed into the side of the mountain, so he wasn't worried about his fate. Unfortunately, though, the selfish mind here destroys the lives of so many other people. John, good job as usual. Thank you for being here. John Tourette with Al Jazeera on the Good Day program with an update on the German crash. 21 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
One-hit wonder songs have been easier than others to figure out. This is probably one of the easier ones. Who is this? 800-302-3684. One
hit wonder. Us all the way to New Orleans.
Amazing.
Amazing. When you think about it, you think, oh, she would have had more than one number one song. Nope. So tell us the name of this artist at 888-302-3684. You win a CD full of one-hit wonders, perhaps like this. Me and Bobby McGee.
Just another word for nothing left to lose.
Feeling good was good enough for me, Richie.
Good enough for me and my Bobby.
American singer, songwriter, top of the charts during this week, 1971. So if you know who this is, you'll call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us who this lady is. She was born in Port Arthur, Texas. Misfit in school. Bullied frequently. She was a voracious reader, a painter. She attended Lamar State College in Belmont, Texas, known for always going barefoot, carrying an auto harp with her pretty much everywhere she went. She dropped out of school, moved to San Francisco, where she started recording blues songs with one of the guitarists from Jefferson Airplane. Got involved with all kinds of psychedelic drugs while she was there. Her favorite beverage was Southern Comfort, apparently, Richie.
Yeah, it's widely known.
Yeah. The drug usage got so bad that she moved back to Port Arthur and re-enrolled in college to study anthropology. Her recordings caught the attention of a band in... she was recruited anyway to go back to San Francisco to be their vocalist. I don't know what the... What band was that? I don't
know. You can't say it because it gives it away.
Oh, okay.
So you have to say a band.
A band. 888-302-3684. 1967 Monterey Pop Festival. That's where... sparked the success of her and the band that was able to sell tens of millions of albums. But this was the only single that she ever recorded that made it to number one. She broke off from the band to pursue a solo career. She died of a heroin overdose before even this song was released. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1995. Who is this? This is a lot of heavy lifting for most anybody who has any musical knowledge whatsoever. So either we go back to 1971 or we keep it where it is. The answer remains the same. Tim has called us at 800-302-3684. Happy Monday, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Nice to have you on with us and get the opportunity to give you one of our CDs full of one-hit wonder songs. So who is this?
This is Janis Joplin, and her previous band was, what, The Holding Company? Was that what it was?
Right. It was that Big Brother in The Holding Company.
Big Brother in The Holding Company. You
right.
got it.
Yep. So what was going on in your life when this song was a big hit in 71?
Oh, I was a tiny young lad of probably about 8 years old then. Yeah. Rock and roll probably wasn't too much on my agenda.
So how did you remember?
It was, though.
Yeah, and pretty much this is one of those songs that you can't mistake. You can't mistake her. You can't mistake the song. You can't mistake the content. It's just one of those things that
she has such a unique and powerful voice.
Right.
You always know it's her.
Hi, right, Tim. Thank you. Good job. Congratulations. We'll send you one of these CDs full of one-hit wonders. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You have no idea how many times I've heard, Warren, my dog keeps chewing my socks, and when I ask the guardian what he does when he catches his dog in the act, I usually hear, I yell no, take the sock away from him, and give him his own sock to play with. Here, it's the owner, not the dog, who's at fault. After all, we can't expect our poor dog to differentiate between his sock and other socks. To a dog, a sock is a sock. One minute his owner is reprimanding him for chewing a sock, the next minute he's encouraging Fido to chew on. It's enough to make any pet neurotic. That's why my number one rule when it comes to preventing chewing problem is don't confuse your pet by giving him household items to chew on. Give him items specifically made for him, such as chews you can buy available at the pet store. And here's another way many owners confuse their pets. You catch your dog chewing one of your shoes. What's your reaction? You take the shoe away, give the dog a treat. All you did was say to the dog, if you want a treat, just chew one of my shoes. Sometimes our dogs outsmart us. I'm Warren Eckstein.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237. 866-2237, extension 116.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
A national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, 33 after the hour on the Good Day program as we work our way through the information from the weekend and the things that are pertinent today. When I say we, I mean Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Kenny has a different voice. Richie's voice is more easily identified as being irritable. Kenny's has a pleasant sort of a nice
ring
and roam to it. Yes, you're welcome. So I'm focused on the fact that Wednesday is April Fool's Day. And it is traditional here on the program for McFadden somehow or other to come up with some concoction, some hoax, some sort of way to make me look foolish, feel foolish, and actually sound foolish. Now, I have some rules. There are rules. The FCC has rules, Richie, that prohibit broadcasting any false information about a crime or catastrophe if it is likely that the broadcast will cause substantial public harm to the host of the program. Yes.
Okay.
A hoax that causes the police to divert resources or that causes the destruction of property or that causes a traffic backup. Well, I mean, I can remember, I'm sort of saying this is facetious stuff. I remember, though, over the course of my X years doing this sort of radio work, that we've come up with all kinds of hoaxes, all kinds of foolishness, all kinds of fun that has, for the most part, just been a gag. There have been all the gags involving earthquakes and tsunamis and nuclear power plant disasters. You can't get away with that stuff anymore.
Back in the good old days.
You used to be able to have that stuff on the air all the time. the blind calls that go out to people who are involved in a prank unknowingly. For example, stations have been known to call people to falsely advise them that they've won an award or to advise them of family tragedy. I remember one guy who got himself fired because he called up a family and said, "Your brother has died." April Fool's!
Right.
Well, hello. You don't do stuff like that. Chuck is warning you, don't do anything that will...
Took a lot of that fun away.
Away, really?
Yeah, because you know who's calling now.
All right, but you've already started thinking about what you're going to do. I know you have, right?
Haven't even given it a second thought.
Really?
Most of the time when I pull something off on you, it just comes right out, and all of a sudden,
really?
Here we are.
And what was the last? What did we do last? Was it last? I don't remember from year to year to year what you have done, but I think was it last year? It was really actually a pretty good one. I don't remember. When you sold your car for $600.
Well,
remember that.
The car that I bought from you, the 68 Camaro that was, I got it for a decent price from you.
Right.
I had told you one year that I sold it and made just tons of money on it.
Right, yeah.
And then one year, I think I convinced you that I was leaving or something. Always something pops up.
Mm-hmm. Or that you tried to convince me you were a virgin. I think that was one year. I'm not.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah. But is Kenny ever involved in any of these? You don't tell anybody anywhere. Once in a while, you've gotten a few people.
Didn't I remember last year I tried to get you guys involved and it didn't work out?
I remember something about it. I don't know. I don't remember why it didn't work out, though.
Mm. Wow. Be careful this year. Just remember.
The cat's out of the bag. I mean, you don't believe anything I say on April 1st anymore. So
you suckered me in. I didn't believe anything you said last year, and you suckered me into something.
Yeah.
So.
What happened last year? I don't remember.
I don't know, but it was good. I can't remember.
It was
really good.
Yeah, it was.
The one year I
remember it was good, too, but I don't remember what it was. I just remember it was good.
It all started with the first year when I convinced you guys that I was going to a concert to see the Subdudes. Mm-hmm. But I'd convinced you guys that I was going to get a colonoscopy.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. Right. Yes, I remember that.
That was year one.
I think one of the better ones, this happened a number of years ago on April Fool's when my two children did the program because I was supposedly in jail. Brendan and Megan did the program. That was when I was over on Hart Street. So that would have been, it would have been 11 years ago, probably 10, 11 years ago.
At least.
Yeah. All right. Now, everybody start thinking and planning for good stuff. Good, clean, fun stuff for April Fools. Meanwhile, we go back to find March Fools in the news today. Arab leaders planning to form a joint intervention force, setting the stage for a clash between the U.S. allied Arab, good Doug. Thinking about that. But why in my mind I was into, the Confederate, there's a whole thing, we talked about this last week, about having Confederate license plates. And I think it started in Virginia, but it's gone to other states as well. So I'm thinking about the Rebs.
It was Texas, I think it was last week.
Was it in Texas? Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway. So Arab, not Rebs, but the Arab states. So what really I'm saying here is that there is a force that's being put together to try to get at the Shiite rebels who are in Yemen. Still no plan to really go after ISIS directly. Why? You tell me. 888-302-3684. The National Security Agency discussed ending its secret program to collect and store phone records before Edward Snowden revealed the practice. So why is that important? Edward Snowden, they discussed it. We can discuss lots of things. I just discussed with Richie what he's going to do on April Fool's. That means he's going to do something? Why is that the NSA considering abandoning doing what they're doing? They haven't abandoned it yet. As a matter of fact, they're worse. So what kind of foolishness is this? Is this more reporting coming out of the ethos? Why would somebody think this has any merit or any? I don't even understand why the Associated Press is running with this story, Kenny. Do you?
No idea. That was my reaction when I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the news here?
And you could have, you get accused of something, you could have said, well, I wasn't really going to do that.
It speaks to...
No matter what.
The speciousness of the news in general and how these heretofore revered companies like Associated Press and Reuters have become pawns in this scheme that seems to be set, or we are being I'm baffled by this. It's befuddling as to why they would come around and try to make themselves look better, and they end up looking stupid. And there's so much stuff that's in the news. And the reason that I guess I get myself, it gets under my skin is because this is a program about what's going on in the news, what's going on in the world. And it's hard sometimes to know what to believe and what not to believe and why things appear. And so most of the time when I see something like that, I just ignore it. But it's so jumped out at me. Here's a report about something that it's like reporting on the news that doesn't happen. It's when no news is news.
Yeah.
And right? I mean, that's just kind of like then, what you get from Fox and MSNBC. There's no news, really.
It's well, they have to make news up. But,
yeah, they make it up.
This is a print company.
Yeah.
So why do they? They don't need to fill time.
I don't know.
So and there was a story last week, and I can't remember what it was last, but it got me so riled up because one news agency, CNN or something like that, was quoting AP as saying this. So one news agency was quoting another news agency as if they were the authority in the story, whereas they're both just reporting on it. Neither one of them went out and actually got quotes from people involved in the story. They're quoting each other.
Yeah. Right.
There's been a ton of that going on with this plane crash.
Right. Where it says the AP is reporting. The AP says. But then let me say the AP is reporting. The AP says.
Yeah. AP doesn't say anything because there's no voice behind it.
Right. AP was on the plane, and they say.
All right, let's spend a moment talking once again about a story that's prominent in the headline department at DougStephan.com today. The focus on Patrick Moore, who is a lobbyist for Monsanto. He claims that Roundup has as its main ingredient glyphosate. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Sure.
And glyphosate is safe to drink. You may have heard me talking about this a little while ago. Let's actually listen to the interview Mr. Moore is giving to a reporter in Europe about usage of Roundup.
I do not believe that glyphosate in Argentina is causing increases in cancer. You can drink a whole quart of it and it won't hurt you.
You want to drink some? We have some here.
I'd be happy to, actually. But not really, but...
Not really?
I know it wouldn't hurt me.
If you say so, I have some glyphosate.
No, I'm not stupid.
Ah, okay, so you...
No, but I know...
So it's dangerous,
I know,
right?
I know people try to commit suicide with it and fail fairly regularly.
Tell the truth.
It's not dangerous to humans. No, it's not.
So are you ready to drink one glass of glyphosate?
No, I'm not an idiot. Interview me about golden rice. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, then it's finished. Then the interview is finished.
That's a good way to solve things.
Yeah. You're a complete jerk.
There you go. That's a good way to represent your company. Yeah. You don't think that stuff's going to make the headlines around the world? One more way, one more time, Monsanto looks like who and what they really are. Okay, so
that's
before
awesome.
We pause, we're going to do the television report. Jennifer's not here, so I'll do that. John Harper, my pal that runs WMEL, has just informed us as to the route of last April 1st. I remember being in the studio with Meredith, and I remember all of the stuff now. It's coming back to me. That you guys pulled off. Now, is it your mind being refreshed?
No.
Richie?
What was it?
Huh?
What was
I
it?
I remember now, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't.
You don't remember? I can remember sitting in the studio.
Yeah.
We stopped
to blow gas.
Oh, no, John was in on it with me.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Right. Bennett was going to, he was on my affiliates that day,
that's
and I was on his affiliates.
That's
that
what it was. If there was a satellite mix-up,
yes.
And Bennett was on all of your, Bill Bennett was on all of your stations.
And I bought it. Lock, stock,
we weren't actually
and
on
barrel.
Air, and that Bill Bennett, I even remember now picking up the phone like this. Mm-hmm. Hello? Yeah? What do you mean? What do you mean, what's Bennett doing on our stations? How'd that happen? And just faking the whole thing. It was great. That was awesome. I can't top it.
Yeah, right.
You were beside yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was.
Thanks, John. That was
awesome. When we left, Meredith and I left there, because we were driving home from Florida, and it was, I think we talked about it for most of the day. It was funny.
I didn't let you off the hook.
Well done.
All day long.
No, it was a whole day of...
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing. John, thank you for refreshing. I don't know how I could have...
Oh, I have to come up with something epic
that
now.
Delightful memory. 15 before the hour, television report next year on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales
sales event. You can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-203-3186. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-203-3186. That's 1-800-203-3186. Again, 1-800-203-3186.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Some people refer to this program as an entertaining, offbeat look at the news, pop culture, etc., etc. We don't have much sports here, but we do have television. And as Jennifer's not here, I thought I'd bring you up to date on some of the stories. DVD and Blu-ray disc players being used by 142 million people every month, compared to 133 million people who are using social media on a computer. The report suggests that the TV remains the main player in home entertainment centers. Is that going to change? Likely. As a result, though, of looking at these numbers, I look at what American adults are doing, 149 hours of TV per month. The average American watching 149 hours of pure, regular TV a month. Do you remember from Person of Interest, the police officer named Carter, lady named Taraj
right.
P. Henson played that role, was killed off because she wanted to be in the new TV show that's all about music, and so now she is an empire. She accused the police here in Glendale, which is outside of downtown Los Angeles, that her son had been profiled. He was stopped by police a month or so ago, and then he was accused of doing some things having drugs in the car, alcohol, that kind of stuff. And Ms. Henson said that the police were profiling him until it was found that everything he was charged with, he was guilty of. And now she's apologized to the officers who she confronted in the Glendale Police Department and basically apologized to everybody for having been untemperate, is probably a good word for it. 51 after on Good Day.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Starting your day, working through your day, helping you through the day. That's my job here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler here with me. In a moment, we're going to help you with a common problem that I'm betting every single one of you have. Go to the mirror right now. Bring your radio with you or your smartphone, whatever it is that you listen to the program on, and stand in front of the mirror and smile. And then I'm going to work through with you what it is that you can do to improve that smile. As a public service here on the Good Day program coming up in just a matter of moments. Stick around.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com. Signs for details.
No, smiling at 55 after the hour, Richie and Kenny and I have with us lifestyle consultant Melinda McKinsey. She's going to help us understand how you can take years off of your appearance It only takes a couple of minutes to do it. So if you're standing in front of the mirror, as I suggest, and your teeth look yellow to you, whether you're a coffee drinker, maybe you drink tea, red wine, maybe you smoke, and that's affected your teeth, why don't you plan on spending a couple of minutes here as Melinda will talk with us about this smile, the impact of your smile, and how you can look up to 13 years younger. Melinda, welcome to Good Day.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so talking about yellow teeth and how they make us look, first thing that happens when you have yellow teeth is you look old. There have been studies on this, right?
Yes, actually, that's such a great question, too, because studies have shown the reason you look up to 13 years older with stained teeth is because over time, with the different products, foods, and drinks that you ingest, your teeth are going to get stained. And listen, people do spend a fortune on looking good. You can go to the doctor to make your wrinkles disappear, but if your teeth are still yellow, that's all that people see. Power Swab is this great new product that can actually whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, and that takes the years off your appearance.
All right, a lot of people like to drink coffee in the morning, so their teeth get stained. How does Power Swabs attack that problem?
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about it, the stains in your coffee cup are really the same stains that are on your teeth. Power Swab is this great little product that uses patented technology. What it does is it removes the stains first, then it whitens your teeth, so the stains are gone, they're not just covered up. So unlike other systems, Power Swab works on the natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and that's an exciting new development. So on average, you can really expect your teeth to be 2 shades whiter after the first use, 6 shades in about 7 days, and you know what? Speaking of coffee, I use another product they have called the Stain Out Quick Fix in the morning when I'm traveling. It really helps to keep my teeth looking clean, and we're actually going to include one for free today with every order.
All right. So we're always kind of waiting and looking for results. This is something that works quickly and from its very first use, right?
Yes, that's really great. And, you know, people are going to spend hours in the gym and hundreds of dollars on diet or weight loss pills to look good and to feel better about themselves. And don't get me wrong, you know, losing weight is great. It's not easy, and it can take months, if not years. Your smile is the first thing that someone sees when they meet you, and a bright smile really can make a great first impression. Power Swabs will do that in just 5 minutes by removing those yellow stains and helping you look years younger.
Do you have to use this every day?
You know, that's a great question, too. It gives you a long-lasting, bright and white smile, but basically, in our experience, once you use it 5 minutes a day for just 1 week, you don't have to use it again for about 6 months or so.
All right. Here's what you can do, folks, now to take care of your own smile. Your teeth are yellow. You're in front of the mirror, like I suggested. Pick up the phone and call 800-281-6829. 800-281-6829. There's a special offer for the people who are listening now and want to take some action. Everybody calls 800-281-6829, and you'll get free shipping and a free quick stick with your order of Power Swabs. If you mention Doug Steffen, you can take advantage of a great buy two, get one free promotion. Even throw in a couple of extra quick sticks. Buy two, get one free. 800-281-6829. Attack the yellowness. Fix your teeth. Fix your smile. 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. Thanks to Melinda McKinsey for being here on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.